Welcome to Wednesdays with Annie. Hi everyone, my name is Annie Ling. I'm a PRH facilitator and growth accompanist. So today we continue with asserting myself respectfully. Today we look at what happens if the other person does not agree or could not see eye to eye with what we have expressed. So when I express my need or when I share a difficult decision towards the other, persons who are close to me, are significant to me, especially like my family members or my spouse, my good friend, bosses, significant persons in my life and whom I value their thoughts, I value their friendship, or I value their acknowledgement and acceptance. So when I share my need or certain areas of decision that I've made with them, I too sometimes have that expectation that they will receive it, they will accept it, and they will acknowledge it. And sometimes they don't. They have their needs. They have their aspiration. They have their preferences. They have their priorities. They have their interests. And they also have the freedom to be themselves. They also have the freedom to be the best of themselves. And they, what they express may be true to them. And sometimes because of my expectation to be received, I may feel hurt. I may feel disappointed or let down because I expect them to understand me. But as I grow as a person and I'm standing in the very best of me, I also learn to look at perhaps I need to let go some of this expectation that, you know, when I'm standing in the best of myself, yeah, I let go that it has to be accepted by another person. If the other person accepts it, well, it's good and it's nourishing and it's life-giving. But if the other person does not accept, it is still, I can draw from within me the strength that I have in who I am and my relational capacity in my kindness, in my openness, in my care and love for the other, that we can remain good friends, we can remain the bond and strengthen the bond even though we disagree, even though we do not see eye to eye. And that is important in a relationship, to have that freedom to be oneself, yeah, and yet stay connected. And I also learn to respect the person's decision or stance. I may not like it, but I learn to respect. The mutual respect that we have for another can nourish the relationship, and it can nourish our growth as person, because we can grow into who we are and in our differences, yet stay connected, and we can strengthen the bond of this relationship. So observe yourself the next time you express a need or a certain decision to the person in front of you. Observe how you feel, what goes inside of you and the other person, as we respect their freedom to say yes or no. So that's all for now. Till next week then. Ta-ra.